Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is your brother Mikhail Ahmed Smith here from Qalam. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, please donate to Qalam by visiting supportqalam.com. We love being able to share this content for free, and your donation ensures that we will always be able to do so. Each podcast we produce has thousands of listeners, so the support you give to this community in this effort brings immense reward. You never know who will benefit from your donation. Assalamu alaikum. All right. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wa ala. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ila hubbak ya arhamar rahimin. Assalamu alaikum to everyone. Thank you for joining me for our weekly halaqah on Tariq al-Hijratain, an amazing book by Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala. We've been doing this for like 13 sessions. Alhamdulillah, it's been going amazing. So join us. Alhamdulillah, thanks for being with us. We're going to start right now, inshallah ta'ala. Bismillah. So our last few lessons, our last halaqa that we had, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah, he spoke about love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? He spoke about, you know, where we can actually see the love of Allah in our lives. Where are the places where that comes out? It was a very, very powerful lesson last week, alhamdulillah. If you didn't hear it, check it out, alhamdulillah. But so today we're actually continuing from another place where he talks about one of the effects of love. And where we, how we can increase our love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm going to be reading from this section, inshallah ta'ala. If you're on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter, you can actually see it, inshallah, follow along. And Instagram, you can just listen to me, inshallah, as I read it, inshallah ta'ala. All right, bismillah. He says, faslun hadun akhir lil muhabba. Another section, he's talking about how do we define love. Qala wa qila al muhabbatu itharu al mahbubi ala ghayrihi. He says that it is said that love, true love, is to give preference of your beloved ala ghayrihi over everything else. And he says, وَهَذَا الْحَدْ أَيْذًا مِنْ جِنْسِ مَا قَبَلَهُ فَإِنَّ الْإِثَارُ مَحْبُوبِ إِثَارُ الْمَحْبُوبِ عَلَى غَيْرِهِ مُوجِبَ الْمُحَبَّةِ وَمُقْتَضَاهَا. He says, it is true that giving preference, giving something priority over other things is a sign of love. It's an effect of love. It's a consequence of love. When you love something, you're able to give that thing or that person or that being, whatever it may be, preference over other things. You give it a priority. He's like, فَإِذَا اسْتَقَرَّتَ الْمُحَبَّةِ فِي الْقَلْبِ اسْتَدَعَتْ مِنَ الْمُحَبَّةِ إِثَارِ مَحْبُوبِ عَلَى غَيْرِهِ. He says, once love gets firmly in your heart, it calls or it desires, it forces a person to give preference to the beloved all the time. وَهَذَا الْإِثَارُ عَلَامَةُ ثُبُوتِهَا وَصِحَّتِهَا. He says that this giving preference, this putting things before, this is a sign of the strength and the well-being of that love. فَإِذَا أَثَرَ غَيْرَ الْمَحْبُوبِ عَلَيْهِ لَمْ يَكُنْ مُحِبًّا لَهُ. He's like, if you're giving other things preference over the mahbub, the beloved, then you truly don't love that thing. You truly don't love that thing the way you're claiming. He says, وَإِن زَعَمَ أَنَّهُ مُحِبْ. Even if a person claims that they love, oh, I love this, I love that, whatever it may be. But if you can't give that thing, that person, whatever it may be, preference over other things, then something sketchy. فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ مُحِبْ لِنَفْسِهِ. In reality, that person is a muhib for themselves. They love themselves. وَلِحَبِّهِ مِمَّنْ يُحِبْ. And they love what they get from that claimed beloved person. So he's like, this person that claims they love someone or something, and they in a moment comes where they place other things before that beloved, he says, فَإِنَّهُ هُوَ مُحِبْ لِنَفْسِهِ. This person truly loves themselves. They don't love the one they're claiming they love. They love themselves. Or what they love is, وَلِحَبِّهِ مِمَّنْ يُحِبْ. They love what they're getting from the person that they claim they love. And that's very important, because I mean, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah, he's going to connect this to love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I really think we need to reflect on relationships as well. And what does it mean to truly love someone, truly love a spouse, truly love a parent, a brother, a sister, whatever it may be? What does it mean to truly love? And what he brings out a very, very important point. He's like, a lot of people who claim to love someone, they only love themselves. And through that person, they get what they want, or they just love what that person can give them. They just love what that person gives them. And if that person isn't giving that thing, then the love is gone. So then he goes forward. He says, فَإِذَا رَأَى حَدًا آخر. So when they see something else, somewhere else, هُوَ أَحَبْ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَدِّ الَّذِي يُرِيدُهُ مِنْ مَحْبُوبِهِ. When they see something that they like more than what they're getting from that one that they love, أَثَرَ ذَلِكَ الْحَظِّ الْمَحْبُوبِ إِلَيْهِ. They give preference to that new thing. So, and that's what I said. I said one time and at one of the previous halaqas, there are some people who love people, and then there are some people who love to be in love. There are some people who love to be in love. And these people that love to be in love, their love is sketchy. Their love is always jumping because they love to be in love more than they love the people they claim to love. And in reality, it's pure narcissism because they truly only love themselves at the end of the day. They see people as a means by which they get that love or they fulfill that thing that they desire. فَإِذَا عَلِمَ أَنَّهُ عِنْدَ غَيْرِهِ. He says, فَهَذَا مَوْضِعْ يَغْلِتُ فِيهِ النَّاسِ كَثِيرًا. He's like, this is an issue that many people make mistakes in. إِذْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِنَّمَا هُوَ مُحِبْ لِحَبِّهِ وَمُرَادِهِ. Because the majority of people don't love the ones they claim to love. They actually love what they get from the person and what they desire from the person. That's all they truly love. فَإِذَا عَلِمَ أَنَّهُ عِنْدَ غَيْرِهِ. When they realize that that thing that they love can be achieved from someone else, عِنْدَ غَيْرِهِ أَحَبَّ ذَلِكَ الْغَيْرِ. They fall in love with that other thing or person. حب الوسائل. This is a love of a means. It's a love that is just searching for something. I love you this because you are a means to something that I want. لا حبا له لذاته. They don't love the person. They don't love that thing for itself. They love it for what it can get them. فإذا علم أنه عند غيره أحب ذلك الغير. They go to the other person. ويظهر هذا عند حالتين. He's like, you're going to notice this quality, this person jumping to another place of love. You're going to notice this in two situations. And now for those wondering, like, okay, why are we focused on love so much? Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi is talking about love because love is the primary motivation that's going to get you out of the bed for Fajr. Love is the primary thing that gets you to give preference to Allah over yourself. Love is the primary thing that's going to stop you from those haram things because, as he said, a sign of love is that you give preference to what the beloved loves. And so that's why we're talking about love so much. So he says, you're going to notice this at two scenarios. Number one, what are we talking about? You're going to notice that the person just drops someone and goes to the next place for that they supposedly loved. He says, number one, إِهْدَهُمَا أَنْ يَرَى حَدًّا لَهُ آخر عِنْدَ غَيْرِ فَيُؤَثِرُ ذَلِكَ الْحَبْ. This person sees what they can get, something they can get, lahu akhar inda ghayrihi, that someone else has. So now they give preference to that other person and they leave the one that they claim they loved so much. So the first scenario is they see it somewhere else. Oh, that person has this. Oh, this is over there. Now all of a sudden their love has changed. What happened? Number two, the other scenario, he says, athani annahu idha nala dhalika al-hadd مِنْ مَحْبُوبِهِ فَتَرَتْ مُحَبَّتُهُ وَسَقَنَ قَلْبُهُ. He's like, the other scenario is when the person gets what they wanted, all of a sudden, the love drops. When they get what they wanted, all of a sudden, the love drops. It's gone. وَتَرَحَّلَ قَاتِنُ الْمُحَبَّةِ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ. And all that desire and love is gone from the heart. كَمَا قِيلَ. He's like, there's a saying, مَنْ وَدَّعَكَ لِأَمَرٍ Walla in the inqidaihi. Whoever loves you only for something, the love will leave or they will leave when they achieve what they want and what they love. So what he's trying to explain to us in this section, what he's trying to break down to us, he's trying to basically explain that many times love, when we say we love someone or something, we really need to ask ourselves, do we love that thing for what it can give me? Or do I love that thing intrinsically for what it is? And that's what he's explaining here. So now I'm going to move forward because this is the part I really wanted to focus on. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَالدِّينَ كُلُّهُ مُعَامَلَةً فِي الْإِثَارِ. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi, he says, the entire deen, the entire religion is about your ability to give preference and prioritize certain things. Your ability to give preference and prioritize certain things. فَإِنَّهُ تَقْدِيمُ وَتَخْسِيسُ. It's all about putting certain things in front and making certain things special. لِمَنْ تُؤْثِرُهُ بِمَا تُؤْثِرُهُ فِيهِ بِهِ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. It's all about putting things that your beloved, that the deen wants you to put forward, and putting what you love behind those things. حَتَّى قِيلَ. And then he goes forward, he explains that it's just an essential part of our deen, that ability to give preference. So then he goes, إِذَا عَرَفَ إِذَا عُرِفَ هَذَا. Once we understand how important giving preference and prioritizing is in the religion. And remember that prioritizing and that giving preference is purely based on love. That's where we started with. He says, إِذَا عُرِفَ هَذَا. Once you understand that an intrinsic part of your deen is your ability to prioritize loves and put certain loves before others. فَالْإِثَارِ إِنَّمَا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِالْخَلْقِ وَإِمَّا أَن يَتَعَلَّقَ بِالْخَالِقِ. Look what he says. He's like, when we talk about prioritization, there's two realms we're going to talk about it in. One is إِثَار with the خَلْق, meaning giving priority in the realm of the creation, people, job, things, the worldly stuff, right? Your ability to choose and give right things priority in this realm. And then he says, وَإِمَّا بالخالق, يتعلق بالخالق. Or the other realm is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your ability to prioritize, put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before everything else. So now he's going to explain the first one. And the first one is very important because it's about our relationship with the rest of the people, with other people. Look what he says. فَإِنَّ تَعَلَّقُ بِالْخَلْقِ فَكَمَالُهُ أَن تُؤَثِّرَهُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. When we're talking about dealing with other people, the most beautiful stage that you can reach, the stage of perfection that you can reach when it comes to giving preference, is that you give others preference over yourself. But listen to what he says, though. This is heavy. He goes, you give preference to others over yourself. بِمَا لَا يَذِيءُ عَلَيْكَ وَقْتًا. Number one, in areas that will not waste your time. وَلَا يُفْسِدُ عَلَيْكَ حَالًا. And in things that will not destroy your mental and spiritual state. وَلَا يَهْذِمُ لَكَ دِينًا. And things that will not destroy your religion. وَلَا يَسُدُّ عَلَيْكَ طَرِيقًا. And it doesn't stop you from progressing in life spiritually. وَلَا يَمْنَعُ لَكَ وَارِدٍ. And it doesn't stop good things spiritually from coming to you. فَإِنْ كَانَ فِي إِثَارِهِمْ شَيْءٍ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. If giving preference to people necessitates any of these things, فَإِثَارُ نَفْسَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ أَوْلَى. You gotta take care of you first. You give preference to yourself before other people. I'm gonna repeat this because this is it's all about, you know, we talk about self-care and self-love, but we never apply that to the spiritual side as well. And what he's saying here is the default of the deen is you put other people before you. That's the default of the Sahaba. That's the default of the deen. But there's conditions to that. And what I love so much about what we're reading here is he makes it really clear that you don't give preference to other people when it's going to waste your time, when it's going to mess up your spiritual state, when it's going to destroy your religion, when it's going to stop your path to Allah. That is not the place where you give people preference. Yes, if all of those things are not there, if all of those things are clear, by all means, you give other people preference over yourself. But in these areas, I got to look at myself first. Once I take care of myself, then I'm looking at everybody else. So he says, فَإِثَارُ نَفْسَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ أَوْلَى. it is so much more important for you to put yourself before other people in these areas. He says, فَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ مَنْ لَا يُؤْثِرُ نَسِيبَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا كَائِنًا مَنْ كَانَ. He's like, the true man, the true person, the true woman is the one that does not put anyone in between, does not prefer anyone before themselves when it comes to what they're getting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with that, كَائِنًا مَنْ كَانَ, it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter who it is. You're not getting in between my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's beautiful, beautiful advice. And he says, وَهَذَا فِي غَايَةِ الصُّعُوبَ عَلَى السَّالِكِ. He's like, yo, this is very, very hard for people to do. For the one traveling to Allah, traversing, the salik is the one striving on the path, traveling. He's like, this is very, very hard to do. فَإِنَّ الْإِثَارِ مَحْمُودِ. The type of preference and giving people priority and preference over yourself that is praiseworthy, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised, is when you give other people preference in the dunya. So anything that's dunya, yeah, give other people preference. Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Yo, you can have some. Go ahead. This for you. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yes, that's beautiful. He says, la bil waqt wa deen. La bil waqt. You don't give people preference when it comes to your time with Allah. You don't give people preference when it comes to your relationship and your deen. وَمَا يَعُودُ بِصَلَاحِ الْقَلْبِ. You don't give people preference when it comes to what will rectify your spiritual state. Let me give a practical, yo, breakdown of this. Like, you know, he says, بِالدِّين وَلَا بِالْوَقْتِ. The Prophet ﷺ, this is beautiful hadith. The Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, when the Prophet ﷺ was at home, he was completely absorbed at home, completely. Like all of his attention is at home. That's all he's focused on. But then she says, the moment the adhan went off and he could hear the adhan, the moment the adhan went off, look what she says. كَأَنَّهُ لَمْ يَعْرَفْنَا. It is as if he did not know who we were. Why? Ask yourself why. It's because in everything else, he's going to give them preference over everything. My wifey, my children, they get preference over everything. I'm at home, I'm focused on them. But the moment the adhan would go off, the Prophet was like, I don't even know who you are no more, man. And not literally, obviously, guys, come on now, he still knows who they are. But you get my point. The point is, he's like, no, there's a prioritization that has to happen at this point. And so Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi, he's like, look, we got it twisted, man. We got it really twisted. And the way we twisted it up is it's like we are like allowing people to get preference and give them prioritization over our deen. And that's not where you're supposed to give preference to other people. You give preference to other people in the dunya. But if they're interrupting your relationship and connection with Allah, that is not the place that you give preference to other people. قال الله تعالى, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ قَصَاصًا. And they give others preference over themselves, even if they are in tight, constrained circumstances. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Whoever is protected from the greediness of their own soul, these are the people that are successful. What he's trying to say right now is this verse that says, whoever is protected from the greediness of their own soul, this is only about dunya. This is not about deen. You are supposed to be stingy when it comes to deen. You know, it's funny, you know, sometimes, you know, if you're in the masjid, right? This happens a lot with brothers, right? You know, you go to the masjid, right? And a spot opens up in the front saf, right? And so, you know, the front saf, this is Surah Hashr, verse number 9. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Yo, so the example, this is interesting. So you'll see sometimes, you know, you'll be standing in the second saf, right? The second row of prayer. And a gap opens up in the front. And so now you'll see people like, oh, brother, you go ahead. Brother, you go ahead. You know what I mean? And what he says here, he's like, no, that's not where you give preference to people, bro. You give preference to people in deen, in money, in food, in all of these worldly things. You give preference to people there. When it comes to deen, I'm being stingy, man. I'm being stingy. This is where you're supposed to be stingy. But unfortunately, we twist it up. We're stingy with the dunya, and we give preference in the deen. Fadl, brother, go ahead. Don't worry. It's all good. SubhanAllah. So look what he says. He says, فَأَخْبَرَ تَعَالَىٰ أَنَّ إِثَارَهُمْ إِنَّمَا هُوَ بِشَيْءَ الَّذِي إِذَا وُقِيَ الرَّجُلْ شَحَ بِهِ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْلِحِينَ. He says, Allah tells us in this verse that you are supposed to give preference to other people in regards to things that if you're not greedy for them, you're successful. If you're not greedy for them, you're successful. Money, food, house, car, all the dunya stuff. وَهَذَا إِنَّمَا هُوَ فُضُولِ الدُّنْيَا. He's like, this is only in the extra dunya. لَا فِي الْأَوْقَاتِ. Not in your time. Not in your time. Brothers and sisters, like right now, it's a tension economy. Like, you know, they say whenever something is for free, you are the product. Whenever something is free, you are the product, right? Instagram is free because you're the product. Facebook is free because you're the product. Snapchat is free because you're the product. Right now, the best thing, the thing that they make money off is your time, your engagement, your being there. So one of the, when I was reading this, I was like, SubhanAllah, man, time is our most valuable thing. And this is the thing you are supposed to be most stingy about. But unfortunately, we give everything time. We give everybody time. We give time to strangers, man. Strangers on Instagram, Snapchat, I give them my time. You got time to spare, bro? Like, really? SubhanAllah. لا القوت, he says, لا الأوقات المصروفة في طاعات. He's like, not time which you spend in obedience. فَإِنَّ الْفَلَاحْ كُلُّ فَلَاحْ فِي شُحْبِهَا. This is the line. He says, your success, all success is by your being stingy with time. I'm going to say that again. I want you to write that down. He says, your success, complete success, lies in you being stingy with time. You just really got to understand how time is the only thing Allah has really given you to gain that love of Allah and gain the pleasure of Allah. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَحِيحًا بِوَقْتِهِ. He's like, man, whoever is not stingy over their time, تَرَكُهُ النَّاسِ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أُرْيَانًا مُفْلِسًا. He's like, man, if you ain't stingy about your own time, the people will leave you on the ground naked and broke. Like, you're nothing. You don't realize what life is about. فَالْشُحْ بِالْوَقْتِ. He's like, stinginess with time, هُوَ إِمَارَةُ الْقَلْبِ. It upholds the heart. It upholds the heart. What he's saying here is being in control of your time, not wasting time. That is how you spiritually progress to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are we saying? Let's summarize what we're studying right now. Listen to this. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi is talking about love, first of all. If you came late, you're about to get a quick recap. He's talking about love. And he says that one of the impacts of love is that you give priority or you give preference to the things that you love, right? You give preference or priority to the things that you love. And then he said, when we talk about giving preference, there's two realms that for a Muslim this goes into. One is the relation with the creation. The other is the relation with the creator. Then he said, as far as the relationship with the creation, we want to give them preference in everything. Everything. Give people preference in everything except, look what he says here. I'm going to repeat it. He's like, except if this. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. He says, except if this. Number one, la yadhi'u alayka waqtak. You give people preference so long that it doesn't waste your time. Number two, now hold on. I want to stop there because sometimes, my 5-year-old son comes up to me to tell me a story, right? And I don't know if you got little brothers or little children, but when they tell stories, it could take like 10 minutes to tell like a 2-minute story, right? Now, is that a waste of time? By no means is that a waste of time. As a father, giving attention, giving love, that's never a waste of time. That's never a waste of time. So we're talking about wasting time where it's not getting you closer to Allah or bringing someone else closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, you give preference to other people so long over your own self, so long that number one, it is not wasting your time, because that's all you got. Number two, وَلَا يُفْسِدُ عَلَيْكَ حَالًا, it is not destroying your spiritual state. Like, I'm not going to give preference to a person that the time I spend with them makes me a worse, makes my iman weaker. Can't do it. It's too valuable. وَلَا يَهْذِمُ لَكَ دِينًا, and I'm not going to give preference to someone who my relationship with them destroys my religion. وَلَا يَسُدُّ عَلَيْكَ طَرِيقًا, stops my spiritual progress and stops things from coming to me. What is he trying to say here? When it comes to dunya, I give preference to everyone over myself. When it comes to deen, this is not the place. This is the place where you're supposed to be stingy. This is the place where you like, yo, how long are you gonna take, man? Cause I got some stuff I gotta do. You know what I mean? I gotta roll. Subhanallah. It's beautiful, mashallah. So he says, then he goes forward. He's like, he's trying to prove it to us. He's like, look, when it comes to the deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always spoke about racing, competing, striving. All of those are words where it's not about giving others preference. Racing is a competition. Striving, challenge one another. What we learn is when it comes to deen, I'm competing with you. We're not on the same team in a way. If you're joining late, you probably like, dang, what did he just say? What's he talking about? If you've been with me from the beginning, you kind of feel what I'm saying. What he's trying to say here is when you look at the verses of the Quran, let's look at a few. I'm on page, by the way, I'm on page 649. I know there's a few brothers and sisters who follow the page number on Instagram. I'm on page 649 of Tariqat Hijratain, inshallah. He says, if you look at these verses, let me show a few of them. Surah Ali Imran, verse number 133. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, and race one another towards the forgiveness of your Lord and to Jannah. Verse number 148 in Surah Baqarah. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, race each other towards goodness. And another one, verse number 26 in Mutaffifin. وَفِي ذَلِكَ, in righteous deeds should the people compete one another. And then he gave another example. The Prophet ﷺ said, if you knew the reward of calling the adhan and the first saf, you would have to draw lots for it. There will be a line. You would have to draw lots. That's how valuable it is. So what he's trying to say is, he's trying to explain to us that I'm not going to give preference to people in the religious things. These are the things I'm going to be stingy about. If I find an opportunity for goodness, I'm jumping on that first. I'm not going to be like, yo, you want to do it, bro? Yo, there's somebody that needs zakat, bro. I was just thinking, you know, you might want to help them out and get some good deeds. You know, I'm just trying to prefer you over myself. What? No, it's supposed to be, yo, I found somebody that needs zakat. Yo, let me keep this low key so I can go help them because I need that Jannah real quick. I'm in a race. I hope everyone feels what I'm saying, man. It's really beautiful because sometimes we get in this, like, it's literally, you'll be in the second saf, the first saf open, and you like, man, should I offer this brother the first saf? But wait, I want the first saf too. Oh yeah, Shaytan's like, yeah, give preference over your brother. SubhanAllah, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi's like, nah, not here. Outside the masjid, parking spot, food, money, give him preference. Right now, first saf, nah, bruh. Excuse me, let me get up front. It opened up. MashaAllah. Allah give us tawfiq. Okay. All right. Listen to this. This is beautiful. We'll end with this, inshallah. He says, وَالسِّرُّ فِيهِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ الْإِثَارَ إِنَّمَا يَكُونُ بِالشَّيْءِ الَّذِي يُذَيِّقُ an ishtiraku fi. This is beautiful. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi, he says, the secret, like in the things that you give preference over the things you are stingy about. He's like, wasirru fihi, wallahu a'lam. He's like, Allah knows best, but this is his understanding. He says, annal ithar, you only give preference to others in those things that are restricted. Only a few people can do them. فَلَا يَسَعُ الْمُؤْثِرُ وَالْمُؤَثَّرُ, where you and the one you give preference can't both share in those things. Only one person can be there. وَأَمَّا أَعْمَالُ الْبِرِّ وَالطَّاعَاتِ, he's like, as far as righteous actions are concerned, فَلَا ضَيْقَ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ, there's no constraint. There's so many opportunities. Like, why? There's so many people that you could give zakat to. Why are you giving him preference? He's like, you only give preference in things where there's only a few people, you or that person gets the opportunity. He says, فَلَوْ اِشْتَرَكَ أُلُوفًا مُؤَلِّفًا فِي الطَّاعَاتِ وَاحِدْ لَمْ يَكُنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. If 1,000 people did righteous deeds, 1,000 people could still do those righteous deeds. What is he trying to say? He's giving us a secret. He's like, look, that first saf, let me explain one more thing before I go to the first stuff. He's like, and even if you're the only one, because you may be like, wait, only one person can get in that spot in the first stuff. He goes, yeah, but you forgot about intention. Because we know that if you have the intention, the true intention, and something stopped you from something, you get the reward of that thing you had intention for. So through that, we understand that when it comes to righteous deeds, the door is open for everyone who wants to walk through. So now we understand. But then he goes, when it comes to money, when it comes to food, these are areas where if you don't give that, you know, if you don't do that, somebody else is going to do it. Right. So the example he gave is with the food. He's like, the example of the food is a place where you don't want to be stingy. You want to give somebody else because here's this plate of food. Either I'm going to eat it or you're going to eat it. And that's the area where you go, you know what, bro? This is for you, yo. Go ahead. You eat. Are you all right? Yeah, I'm good, bro. I'm good. And it, of course, he says, as long as it doesn't destroy you, it doesn't hurt you, da 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 da. But the point I want us to understand is he gives a beautiful way to understand where you give preference to others. If it's either I get it or you get it, then I'm giving preference to other people. But if it's something that all of us can do, all of us can share, then I'm going to be stingy about that. And that comes back to the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make the right intention, we can all do it. And so that's what he's saying here. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Okay, so now moving forward, it's been 30 minutes. So the next area he talks about is, let me see. The next area he talks about is giving preference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over your own self, right? Giving preference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over yourself. And I think we can pick up from here next week, inshallah ta'ala, all right? So next week we'll go over this. Oh, actually the next thing he talks about, guys, is he actually talks about how to make yourself someone who gives preference to other people over yourself, how to do that. And that's something we really need to reflect on, how to create that character where in the areas where I should, I give preference over to other people over myself. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, to act upon it. I really feel when I read this, the first thing that hit me really hard when I was studying this was like, man, like realizing that I need to take care of myself first and my relationship with Allah. I need to be stingy with my time with Allah. I need to be stingy about my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I cannot allow people to come in between me and my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I got to put that first. And then there's other areas of life where I put other people first. When it comes to dunya, I'm putting everybody before me. But when it comes to deen, then I really have to be worried about taking care of myself, inshallah ta'ala. I hope, inshallah, that this was beneficial for everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in whatever we learn, make it a means for us to get closer to him, inshallah ta'ala. Thank you so much for joining me, inshallah. And we will pick up from page 651 next week, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.